Learning Masech, this human Afkhav Gimel Amin Aleph, but I want to first discuss an Inyan and Afkhav Bezim and Bez, the Inyan of Minyan that the Gemara discusses there. We had the Pious, where the Mimunah told them at Zbiyu to put out their fingers, and the Gemara Sakashim, Vinimninu Lididu, why'd they have to put out their fingers? Why can't you just count the people? And the Gemara says, Mesiyelei l'Rav Yitzchak, the Amr Rav Yitzchak asal l'maneis es Yisrael afilu d'var mitzvah. Even if you're doing it for a mitzvah, you're not going to count Yidin. And that's why you have to count it with fingers. If you're counting the people, that's an Issa minyan to Mani Yisrael. You count the fingers, so then you're not counting them directly, and you don't have that Issa. It means the Raya from Shol, that Shol Vifkdein Bebazak, the used Shivay Cheris, and the Gemara says maybe it's told by the name of a place. And the Gemara says, Vifkdein Betloim, they use sheep to count them. So Mel is a Raya that you don't count people directly, you're not allowed to. You have to count the Yidin through something else. Now there's another incident in Tanakh by David HaMelech, the Maisa the Hasasa, which the Gemara quoted later, the Hasasa, which it says that that the Satan was Maisa's David to count the Yidin, and it ended up being Magefa because of it. And there's a Machlokes, there's a big shayla in Mefarshim, in Rishayim, and Achrayim, what exactly was David's Chet? And the Tosfos Rid here says, and it's also the Radak in Shmuel Bey's Perich of Dalid, that they taina that Avada David HaMelech knew this halacha, that you can't count them directly, you have to count them al yaday something, and there would have been no problem at all to count them al yaday something. So the Melech can't be taina in the Rishonim, the Tosfos Rid, and the Radak, it can't be that the problem with David HaMelech was is that he counted them not al yaday something else. Because why would David HaMelech do such a thing? It must be that even when you're doing al yaday something else, it's only when it's a dvar mitzvah, for it's serich, if it's important, you have to know it. They were having a war, it was important for him to know, for taksisi milchama, by Shaul, how many people were there. So then you could count them, and even then, you have to count them al yaday something else. Mashenge may David HaMelech, even though he did count them al yaday something else, avadim, but the etzim counting is a problem. The counting shalei letzerich, that's a problem. The Radak brings a medrash tanchuma, kolz man shenimni yishol letzerich loy chasu, shalei letzerich chasu. They were nimnu letzerich, so nothing happened, but if they were nimnu shalei letzerich, then they became less, it was a magefa. So it's mashman that even letzerich, even dvar mitzvah has to be al yedei davar acher. So vice this from the Tanchuma, the problem was Shalei Litzerich. Vice even on the day of Achad is an Issa Shalei Litzerich. The Ramban and Chumash in Parashas Bamidbar, when he's discussing the Kisisa, it's Reish B'nai Yisrael, and discussing Davin HaMelech, he brings the same, he brings it from the Medrash Rabbah, but it's pretty much the same thing, the Litzerich and Shalei Litzerich, and that's what he says, that the problem with Davin HaMelech was, even though he counted on the day of Achad, but it was Shalei Litzerich. The Arachayim also in the beginning of Parashas Kisisa says it. So Kamri Rishayim Achayim, it's a Shalalacha Lamaisa. Shalalacha Lamaisa. If you want to count Yidin, and you don't have a Tzarech, and you say, but you're not going to count them directly, count them Vacha, you're allowed to do it. So here we have a Tosfos Rid, a Radak, the Ramban Al-Kaponim in his first Pshat also says it, the Arachayim. It's also the Be'er Sheva in Masechtas Tamid that says that way. And the Chassam Sefer also holds that way. Chassam Sefer, Rav Guvir Bayram, it's in the Kaivitz Chuvas Simen Ches. He has a very interesting tshuva which he wrote to Rav Yisrael Ishklov, the Baal Mechaber, Pastor Shulchan, and Taklin Chanatin, where he was discussing something about the writing out the names of the tzedakah recipients, that he was mati. He said, you're not counting, Michlal. But he also, Nemdan, Alacha Lameisa, that if there's no tzarech, you're not allowed to count it, even if it's like Yedei Davar Acher. The stipler, in Karayin and Igrisa, the question was, could the Israeli government make a census that if you're allowed to participate in it? He also says, that Avadin is an Isser, even if they're not counting directly, they're counting the papers that are sent in, so it's like Yedei Davar Acher, but if it's Shalei Letzarech, it's Asser. He rather clears about a census, halachal ma'isa ma'isa, he said not to participate, but he clears that hayyais, they're including in their count people who halachically aren't Jewish, and they're considering them Jewish, so that makes it that the whole count is not a count. Maybe that'll be a tzad to be matter. Ba'akapana, we have a lot of Mefarshim, Yishayim, the Radak, the Taisus Rid, the Ramban mentions it, and Achrayim, the Arachayim, the Be'er Shevet, the Sam Sefer, that all say this Yisayid, and they learn it by David HaMelech, that when you count a Davar Acher, it's only Mutu L'Tzerich. But Lamaisa, Kama Yishayim and Mefarshim hold not that way. The Bar Ben El and Shmuel was saying no, that the issue was because it was counted Shalei Davar Acher. And if it would not be Davar Acher, it would have been mutter. And he brings the Gemara, L'chayr Tzavis L'shrei, the Gemara in Brachas Tav Samach Beizim and Beis says that David HaMelech, that he told Sholem, Hashem is Sischa bi Yarech Mincha. If Hashem is the one that's being Mesis you to fight against me, he told Shol, so we'll bring a carbon and that will help. So Rabbi Elazar said, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu David Mesis Karisli, you're calling me a Mesis? So that's why they got a megefa. Mamish mefurish that the problem was that it says that when you count them, you have to take a kaifer, and he counted them without kaifer, and that was the problem. Sounds like if he would have taking a shkolim, it would have been okay. Rashi also in Chumash, in Parashas Kisisa, on the Pasuk, Kisisa's Meis, Rosh Meis Yisrael, he says that you have to take shkolim, shlei ben negev, sheminyin shalabai in the rov, adeva barleim, kamishim tzinu gabi david. It's mashma that the problem was he didn't take the shkolim. Not that even with the shkolim it's us. And the Ramban also writes that. And he writes that in Bamidbar, like I mentioned, Bamidbar in his first parish, he says, because he was minus shlei letzerich. But he says, Al das Rabbeinu, Al das Medrash, he says, it was because he didn't take a kaifer. And the second shot he has, because he should have counted them from 20, he counted them from 13. But even the second shot, smashman, is no issa be'etzim to count, as long as you do it al yedav racher. The Rambam also never brings such a thing. The Rambam brings, the only time the Rambam brings the issa minyan is right here by Pius, by Tumidun Musafim. And he says, he never mentions any Isalimnis Israel Afila de Davrachav Shalay Litzerich. Sounds like the Rambam also holds, like the Bar Menel, like Rashi, like the Ramban, Bedas Chazal, that there's no Issa Shalay Litzerich. And we said, the Gemara in Brachas Samach Beizim and Beiz is Mashma that way. That's also the Psak of the Svas Emes, Eifenart. Now, the Gemara is makar to Aslamis Yisrael is a pasuk by Shaul. If named the Bezek, the Mashal the Chiddush HaGadlus wants to know why did they bring the pasuk of Kisisa? That's how Rashi learns the pasuk. Kisisa Sreish Meisrael Vnasir Shkayf Nafshay. They have to do it for Machzor Shekel. So the Mashal says you could learn Stam that when it means Kisisa Sreish Meisrael Vnasir Shkayf Nafshay that I want to give the Kayf Nafshay for the Chet Eagle. V'le'yisol Negev is not also the Issa Minyan. Now, Achrayinim also asks the Kasha, why do we bring the Pasuk by Shol, which is not so clear? By David, it's much more clear. It says he counted them, and they had a Negev, and a Megefa. So that's not so straight, because like we said, it could be there's two different dinim. It could be other reasons why David, there was a Chet, because he counted them Shalei Letzerich, and here we're talking about Letzerich Mitzvah. And the Kamam Mefarshim in Chumash that discuss the Chayit of David, Lamaisa, the Gemara, it's interesting because the Gemara in Brachas that we quoted says that Hashem was Machshel David B'Davar Shafil Tanekesh Beis Rabim Yeidinaisa. That's what it says in the Gemara in Brachas. So it sounds like it's a Mefarsh of Pasuk that you have to take Kaifer. So Vaitat's Shver. You want to say you could say a different shot in the pasuk, but the Gemara in Brachas is not mashma. The Brachas is mashma tenegesh of its rabbi know that you need to take kaifer. So there's another teretz from the Svas Emes and from the Kli Chemda that they say that there's a chilah counting the holiest Klal Yisrael or just counting a small part of Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech, the aver was that he counted the whole part of Klal Yisrael. Now, even if you want, you could say, and this also would not be like the Gemara in Brachas, that when you count the whole Klal Yisrael, there's an issur. Even if you do it alayde davar acher, and here we're tumei counting a part of Klal Yisrael, and there's only an iser if you do it directly, not alayde davar acher. The Kli Chemda learns that way. The Kli Chemda says there's two maimers in the Gemara. One maimer is also limits Yisrael filled by mitzvah. And then there's another maimer called Amaynes Yisrael Eivu Balav. So called Amaynes Yisrael Eivu Balav, Hayim Mitzvah Bnei Yisrael Kachayel Ayom Ashel Ayimad, that doesn't say a het over the Dov Racha. Tain Tukuchem de Gavaldik, that's Mitzvah Bnei Yisrael, the whole Klai Yisrael. And that is an Isser to come up with a number for the whole Klai Yisrael, even if you do the Dov Racha. Ashel Ayimad Vlay Yisrael, no matter how you do it. Then there's another din. You're counting only a small amount of people. And that, you can't do it directly. That you have to do like Deidah V'rachim. So that would answer, why would it bring the Pasuk? That's the Svasem, this is Teretz. The Rebellion Mizrachi already says, it's the beginning of Parash Kisisa, this Kulik. That there's a Chilutin counting the whole Klai Yisrael and counting a part of Klai Yisrael. Now, Sam Seifer, and we mentioned the Chuvah Sam Seifer, Terbisol Shklov, and Kaivitz Chuvahs, he mentions another interesting point. He says, in this Gemara state, the Gevaldige Chiddush, that you're not allowed to count even if you're not interested in knowing the number. Here you're b'chlam not interested in knowing the number. You just want to count for the Geirul. You're not interested in knowing the number of the Kanim, and you're not even going to receive the number of the Kanim. You're counting up to 100, or whatever number you pick, 60 or 100, like Rashi says, and you can stop wherever you stop, and you have no idea how many Kanim are there. And even that's Aser. That you need Shal, so Shal is by Shal. He didn't want to know the number. He says, no. He didn't specifically want to know the number. He just wanted to get a certain number in this place, and a certain number in that place, a certain number in the battlefield, a certain number in guarding, a certain number doing work. And even that's Aser. So that you can't bring a riot from anywhere else, because everywhere else the count was to know the number. Because he says, Nei Shal, you want to know the number. David HaMelech wanted to know the number. Here there's an issue of counting when you don't care about knowing the number. That's a much bigger chiddush that you can only know from Shaul. That's a Sam Seifer shtickle. He granted says another interesting shtickle there. He wanted to know, what's the chilek if you count fingers or you count bodies? The ik is the number. What's the chilek? So he says a shtickle that when you count on Yidei Shkolim, you can't know the number with a clarity. You assume everyone gave a chatzi shekel, but you don't know. Maybe some people didn't give. Maybe some people give more. Right? When you're counting fingers also, maybe some of them put out their finger, maybe some put out two fingers and you count them as twice. You don't know. You assume, but you don't know. That's the ikka din. It's a gewaldige chiddush. It's mistaber though. The ikka is not the part of counting the person or counting the thing, because if the thing represents a person, what's the difference? The ikka is, when you count the person, you have the exact amount. When you count the davar acher, you can't know 100% for sure. That's the Sam Sefer's Kiddush. And now let's see the Sugya Nafchav Gimam and Aleph, the Sugya of Nekima and Netiru. The Gemara starts off, Kol Tal Mechacham Shein Neikim V'Neiter Kenacha Shein Tal Mechacham. That Tal Mechacham has to be Neikim V'Neiter Kenacha. The Gemara says, V'Aksiv V'Leisika V'Leisita. It says, it's the Issa Nekam and Netira. The Gemara says, Hu B'Mamon Hu D'Aksiv. That's only when someone did an Avla of Mamon. So then, like he didn't lend you his thing, then there's this in the common Atira. But by Tzara Guf, someone caused Tzara Guf or embarrassed you, then there's no Is in the common Atira. Kvaldik Echidish. Shalza be Paskin that way. Kan be Shainim do Paskin that way. The Uraim, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Kuf Tzadik Ches, Paskin that way. And he says, how does the Gemara know it's B'mammon? He says, L'sikam V'sita, I know it's B'mammon. He says, Say L'man, Yudgimul Midash Atarin Adreshes Ben Dover, L'man Min Yanai. You go with the context. What is the pasuk of Esikam Masita discussing? What are the mitzvahs around that pasuk? There's a mitzvah of leket, peret, there's a mitzvah of leisachachashu, all these things are mammon. The entire parish is discussing mammon, so who are then leisikam and leisita is by mammon? So that's the Yireim, Rabbezimi mitz, Rabbeinu Yena, then Shari Tshuva passes that way. Bamra Azali says, Kazar Satina Davishima Maman, Aval Divi Gaiva Ubuza Drisha Shua Mutur Lassam Draim Alibai, Aval Mivakish Venom Mechila Yavral Midaisa. That much he says, even by Tzara Guf, if he asks Mechila, like the Gemara Fears Ice, Avadi should be Michael. But otherwise, you'll either be angry. And the Smag Paschal's that way, like to say, Days in the Me'imi. So Kamri Shain and Paschal away, the Urayim, Urbani Yaina, the Smag and the Me'imi. But the Arish Shainim would hold that way. The Sefer Achinuch is clear. He says, the mitzvah reishim alf, so link of the Inyan, kain yisrael shahara itziya b'chaveya be'echad mikol advarim. If he does bad, or causes pain in any type of thing. Most people that do anything to go and take revenge and bother him like he bothered them, and Hashem said no. And he says, "Mishua Shia Mitzvah." You have to realize it's not him that did it; it's Hashem that did it. Everything's from Hashem Yisbarach. It's not various. It's like David said, "Hanichalei v'kal ki Hashem amalei kilel." And he says the same thing about it. And the Rambam also, the Rambam doesn't bring any chilvi. The Rambam says halacha. At the end of Hilchos Deis, the last halacha is the Issa Nekim and Netira. He doesn't mention anything that's only David Shabbamamun. Mashmi holds like the Chinuch. The Milchus Chinuch on the Chinuch and the Chavetz Chaim in the Psicha to Lavim Ches and Tes and the Bermayim Chaim is bothered. And so he makes the Chilik. So the Chavetz Chaim wants to say that maybe when the Gemara says, they learn when the Gemara says the Nakat Leibelibe, the Gemara was being Chayzer. Right? The Gemara said Kasha. Fatanya and the love of Einim Ovim Shemach Pasa Einim Shiv and Eisim Avis Meichem Mesurim Aleim Kasa Vayim 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 Vayim. So Gemara says La'olam the Nakalei Belibe. So they learned that once we said Nakalei Belibe, so we've been chayzer from the Iker Chilik between Davish and Mammon and Saragov, and we're saying a new teretz of Nakalei Belibe, and Nakalei Belibe is dafka for a Talmud Chacham, like we're going to speak. Nakalei Belibe is dafka for a Talmud Chacham al Tzkavet HaTeret. But L'chayyid HaTeretz is a bissel shver, because the Gemara Stam could have made a chilik that a Talmud Chacham al Tzkavet HaTeret is mutter. And the Gemara Kasha, the Pasuk says L'sikim L'sitar, and on L'sikim L'sitar, the Gemara didn't want to say there's a chilik of Talmud Chacham. So what are you answering the Nakalei Belibe? That's not the Teretz. Answer the Teretz, Talmud Chacham is different. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara said the difference is because it's Davar Shem Amam. Now the Gemara said new Kasha, that Tzara Guf Oysi the din of Kim and Netir, there's another din of Nav Meinim Oven. Again the din we said, Enechanam, he's not going to be Oven, he's going to be Nakalei Belibe. But if that would be a teretz to the kasha and the kim and the tira, so don't answer Nakalei Belibe. You could say Talmud Chacham is different. Vayis says you might even want to say for the kim and the tira Talmud Chacham is different. So the chayav vaited shver with the gemara chayzer from the din of davar shebamamim. But the emes is that Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau in the Sefer Mitzvos of Sadigai in Chelik Beis Lestein and Gimel, he says that Mavram and Rambam already says that. His gears in the Gemara, it's in the Sefer Ma'aseh Nisim, Simen Yud Aleph, that when the Gemara says, Haksiv le'sikam le'sitar, the Gemara's teretz says, Haba mili da'alma, haba mili d'shmaya. And the gears is also brought in the Ritva, it's in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin in the days. And the Pshan is like this, the common tears when it's a personal thing. Every personal thing, including Adava Shibitzayar Guf, in their gearsa, is about the Nichol and the common tira. What's the teretz of Talmud Chacham Nekim Veneit Benakanachash? The Gemara's teretz was, it's not personal. It's merely the Shmaya. It's Mizayin HaTeir. On that, there's a din, there's an issev of to be Meichel, you have to be Nekim Veneit Benakanachash. So Kuntes Lefi Zeachumra. Lefi, the Girsu we have, and Kama Paiskin Paskin that way, Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Urayim and the Snag, and the Meiri. There's no issa to come in the Tira on Saragoth. But Lefi the Rambam in the Chinuch, and like we're saying, that Girs of the Gemara was Dafka Mila Shmaya, so any personal thing, even Saragoth, there's an issa deraisa of the come in the Tira. Now the Chavetz Chaim, in Bermayim Chaim Paskins, Safik deraisa l'chumra. So Halacha l'maisa, that's how he Paskins, that even by Saragoth, there's an issa to come in the Tira, even though the Ashita said a Mekel, but anytime you have a Machoy, because you shine him on a deraisa, you have to go to Chumra. But he makes one thing. He says, B'shas Maisa, he brings, there's no Issin Kamen Atir to answer back. Avadid is in the Noam Veinam Ovim, but that's a Maila. But the Issin Kamen Atir B'shas Maisa you don't have. And he says it's a Svara. It's really impossible when someone hits you, when someone screams at you, not to, at the time, answer back. Unless you're a Malach. Or like, you know, you have very, very good Midas. So that's a Gevaldig Azach. That's what you should do. Another vein of Ovin. Vayim of Gesetz Hashem is Begurasei. But you can't be Mechayim all the Eden that way. But after you calm down, not to now go and want to take the Kama or even the Tira, even to hold them in, you have to be Michael. You have to not have any Nekama and the Tira. And that's for everybody in Klal Yisrael. That's the Halacha L'Maisa. Even though some Rishaynim say it's Tzara Guf. Not Kama Rishaynim. But Safik Darash Lechuma, but Machma like the Rambam and the Chinuch. Now, one thing bothered me very stark, that the Rambam at the Hilchus Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, and this is also brought in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch and in Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Reish Vav, talks about Mechila and says if someone, right, the Chiyuv, if you did something wrong to someone, you have to ask a Mechila. And they say, someone can't be Akzari. Also, he is a Mechel Akzari. Kol Shabikish Yemen Mechila Yimchel Benefesh Kafetz. So that's the Lashon in the Rambam, it's brought in the Ramah. And it's mashma two things. First of all, it's mashma if he doesn't ask you Mechila, you're not Mechila to Mechila. It only says if he asks Mechila, then you're not allowed to be Akzari. That's not the right midas. You should be Mechel. And what if he doesn't ask Mechila? Doesn't say that you should have to be Mechel. Zayisvaid. Even if he asks Mechila, doesn't say clearly that if you're not Mechila, you're even alive the rice of Lysitar. It sounds like, yeah, it's bad midas. It's not good midas. It's good midas to be Mechel. He's asking Mechila to be Mechel. What happened to the life of the rice of Natira? Why wouldn't there be a chiv to be Mechel, even if he doesn't ask? Even if he's b'chol not even planning on asking, he's not sorry in the slightest, what happened to the line of the rice of Natira? This kasha bothered me, until I saw the Ridwan Rosh Hashanah, they asked another kasha, similar kasha. And the Gemara says in Megillah, about Rav Papa, that every night he said, Shari le yamachle leman de tzaron. And that's why he was Marech Yemen. He did a gemal de gazach, every single night he was Meichel everybody. So fact the Ridwan kasha, manufshach. If it's mili the Shmaya, you're not allowed to be Meichel. Chalka mechachem shenei nekem v'neite kadacha shenei tam mechachem. Elamai, it was personal things, nothing to do with mili the Shmaya. So what's the chiddush? Leisitar. And the Ritva is going l'shitasa, that even by Tzara Guf, there's an Isser, and he's gairus in the Gemara, like we mentioned, have mili today, have mili the Shmaya. So Kamani asked my kasha in a different oven, that what's the pshad, that it's a gvaldiga chiddush, a gvaldiga maila, Rav Papa was Meichel everyone, he mechayiv to. It's a lovely sitar. Elamite's Mila Dishmaya, and allowed to. So, the Lailam is not Mila Dishmaya. But his Lashon is like this. Havadar Rebusa Rabbi Ikka. It's a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush. Why? The Nei the Amr Torah Le Sikim Le Sita Ligma Le Kira Asai. You can't be Nekim and Neiter to do something bad back to him. Mikamakal Amr Torah Limchalai Mechilas Shamayim. I think there might be a Grais there. What's Mechilas Shamayim? I don't know. Maybe it means Mechilas Shlema. Even though the Torah says you can't be naked the neiter, the Torah never said you have to be meichel him a mechilas shemayim. I don't know what that word means, and he's meichel legamri. So you see, there's two things: the tear is aser for every yid, you know, no rebusa, to go be angry to be neiter like linkum is aser, but mechila you're not mechuyif, and you're talking about mechuyif. It's a mamish and midas chasidus if he doesn't ask. And if he asks, then it's correct midas, not that it's alive the raisa, but then it's also liyas meichel akzari, like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say. Advice is not being meichelim, that's not called natira. Now, what exactly is natira? And what's no, I'm not being night to rule, I just happen not to be meichel, I don't have the exact edra, right? Baal kafanim, that's it in alacha lemaisa. You have to never like the chavetz chayim's psak, that even my tzara guf is an issa natira. But that doesn't mean that you're Meichel until he asks. If he asks, then you have the midas, you should be Meichel. It's a gewaldig gezach to be Meichel. If he doesn't ask, then I'm Arach Neyamim, Sharlei Kalman de Tzaron. But not being Meichel is not necessarily alive in the Tira. It's Arachin Yisrael Adina. What exactly is Mutta? What exactly is Asir? Now a little bit more on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hu de Nakalei Belibe. Right? The Gemara has a kasha. How could the Tamachal be Nekim and Eitis is Lesikim Lesita? The Gemara says, either like our girsa, that's only by Mammon, or like the girsa of the Rambam in the Chinuch, that's only by Mili Da'aram, only by Mili Didei, not by Mili Dishmaya. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha from Nalav Veinim Ovim, and the Gemara says, Hu de Nakalei Belibe. So how are you Nakim the Nater by being Nakalei Belibe? Right? The Tamachacham should not answer back, it should be Nalav Veinim Ovim, but it should be Nakalei Belibe. Now what does that mean? So Natira, you could be Neiter by Nakam Leibliba. How about Neikain? So Rashi's really answering the kasha. Rashi says, in Vimba Achal Linkam Nikmase Bikim Amishbat Yishtaik. In other words, Shaul, the problem was he wasn't Neiter. He wasn't naked, meaning when the Om came and said, who was the people that said, Shaul Yimachalenu, let's kill them? And he said, no, Layomis is Yemizah. He didn't allow them to do Nakama. So Nakama means not that you do Nakama. you do netira b'leiv, and you allow others to do nekama. The Ritva says a little similar, that he's miniach al b'nei l'makai. He allows Hashem to do the nekama. The Meiri says that Hashem will do it, and when it happens, he shouldn't stop it. Whether it's a person or whether it's Hashem, he shouldn't stop it. He should understand that Hashem's taking the nekama for him, and he should be okay with that. That's a neikim and neikim kanachash. He shouldn't do anything. Just not galei b'leive, because none of them over him, but he should allow Hashem to do the nekama. That's what the Ritva and the Meiri say. The Marsha says that not galei b'leive means he's neikim afterwards. Right now he's nalavim ve'enim alvim, but he holds it in his heart, and when it comes a chance, he's nekim then. But the Rishayim say not the Rishayim say he's not nekim b'chlal, he's just nakalei b'libe. And now this whole din of nakalei b'libe, l'chuli alma, is dafka by Tam HaChacham Nekveit HaTorah, like the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Tam HaTorah, the Smag, Leisa Seyed Beis, the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, and the Meiri, the whole nakalei b'libe, avada, a regular person shouldn't even be nakalei b'libe. Like we said, there's a discussion if there's a din netira or not, but it's a Talmud Chacham because of Kavod HaTorah. The Marsha asked the Kasha that we spoke earlier about the Ritva. The Marsha asked the Kasha that in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutesim and Aleph, it says that LeMeziga Reishav Esadei Ad Mechil Nekoma Ad Mitzayer Li. How could a Talmud Chacham do that? A Talmud Chacham has to be Nekim V'Neiter. So the Marsha says a Shver HaTorah. So the Gemara says, Kol Marvel Midaisesum Ad Mefayis Slayu Mefayis. So the Marsha says it means anyone who asked the Mechila. Anyone who asked the Mechila, he didn't go to sleep until he was Mechilim. Even if he wasn't Mephias right away, but at least before he went to sleep, he was Mephias. But the Ritva Finart asks his Kasha, and he says he can't say like the Marsha. It's not Mashman that way. He says he didn't go to sleep before he was Mechil everyone. So I do mean Mephias him. Very Dacha, because that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says it's Chilik, that he was talking about personal things. The Chilti Mili Dishmayim, and Mili the. Right, that it's only a Talmud Chacham because the Kavanah Torah. He was talking about things that weren't negated to the Kavanah Torah. Right, the Ran in Rosh Hashanah says the chil between betzino or befehesio or bezayin or not. If someone did an avla, wasn't a bezayin, did some mamanistic avla, or he's even was vazed in betzino. So there's no Kavanah Torah. Then you're allowed to be meichel. It's only when it's befehesio, it's Kavanah Torah, then it's a problem. You already mentioned the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah about this. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara discusses the pious. The Gemara says, "V'mayim mitzin achas ishtayim." They can put out one finger or two fingers. And the Gemara says, "What do you mean? If you can put out one, if you put out two, so kol shekin can put out one." The Gemara says, "Kam bebari, kam bechayla." A healthy person puts out one. A chayla could put out two. And you go through the sugya according to Rashi and all the Rishayim. Them unlike Rashi, that the word is like this: no matter how many fingers you put out, you only count it as one. Bari has to only put out one finger, because why should he put out more? A chayla is hard for him to put out one finger. Samel, they'll mat him to put out two, but he's only counted as one. And he shouldn't put out his middle finger, and because that might, he might be able to make it look like there's two people, but that but the evidence is okay. He shouldn't put out his thumb, because then he might be able to put out his thumb, maybe in his pinky, and you'll be able to think it's two people. From there, Amon. And if he does, you don't count it at all. And you give him Malchus. And there's a Shailin Gishayth. Rashi says the middle finger, the Shalish, is the middle finger, Shlish. And some say, Garish Shalish, he should have three fingers, even a Chayla should have three fingers, and already might mix people up. But that B'dievet is okay. But to put out a thumb, even B'dievet is no good. That's the sugya, basically, according to Rashi and the Rishayim, you only get counted as once. The two fingers is only if for a chayla, it's hard for him to put out one. And the thumb, the problem is, he might look like two people. That's the sugya in a nutshell, according to Rashi. The Rambam had a different girsa, a different pirish al kavanah, and like we'll see, the Chari had a different girsa a little bit. But the Rambam's lashon is like this. Ketzin mefisim, the Rambam melechus tzvidim himself in perik dal v'lacha gimel. Ketzin mefisim. I'm the Mehakev, they stand in a circle, they make up a certain number, 100 or 1,000, whatever number they made up. The Munna tells them to take out the fingers, and Mitzinah says, Achas Ishtayim, they could take one or two. So the Rambam is mashma, that they could put out one or two, and if you put out three, you're minus three, and it's mashma, if you put out two, you're minus two. Someone puts out his thumb, you don't count the thumb. And what's the Ramos by the thumb? Because you could easily put it in and take it out. It's easier to fold it and to put it out. So in other words, the Ramos is like this, according to the Rambam. When you put out two fingers, we're going to count two. If you put out one, we're going to count one. You might switch in the middle. If you have a thumb, it's easy to switch. You might say, hey, I only put out one, but now, if I'm going to put out my thumb, I'm going to win. So I'll put out my thumb now. Or, I put out my thumb, and I have two, but now, okay, two is going to work against me. So I'm going to put in my thumb, and now I'm going to win. So you're going to switch in the middle, that's the problem. Pishrus Naisosi says, come out the same thing. So the Rambam is clear that you do count all the fingers you put out. Now the Rambam also doesn't mention anything at all about Chayla and Bari in the Yad. So how does it stem with the sugya? Very geshmak of Shah. How does it stem with the sugya though? So that all the nice kalim discuss it. I just want to mention there's a tshuva that they found many years ago in Tavrish Kaveh. It's a tshuva in Arabic where the Rambam discusses his sheet about the pais, and it's translated and it's in the Gilyan, in the margin of the regular Madura Shamsi Frankel Rambam. You'll have this tshuva in Arabic, and there he explains it. Now one thing he says, and the Mir Kirkus was mechavan to this, that at the end of the Gemara, we have in our Gemara, when we ask the Kasha, that the Gemara answered, nami achas. When it says, nami achas. In other words, the Gemara had a Kasha. It says that you only count it as one. It says, if you might see shlish meinim loy. Tari says, you meinim as one. You don't count it as two fingers, you count it as one. And by Gaidel, you don't even count it as one. That's how in our Gemara of Ashtay. In the Rambam, in the Chuvitz Mavur, his girsu was, my ein meinim lay achas a Gaidel. When he's might see the Gaidel, now it's normally by Shnaim, you mein a Shnaim. What does it mean by Shnaim, you mein a achas? When one of the Shnaim is the Gaidel, you never count the Gaidel. So if he's might see two, and one of them is the Gaidel, then you don't count it. So according to the Rambam, the Maskana Sigmar was you count two fingers. When the Braisa says you don't, Hayachidim Matzim Shnaim Ve'im Moinim El Achas, it means if you might see Shnaim, meaning together with the thumb, then you only count it as one. But Shnaim without the thumb, then you count the Taka as two. But still, some things are a bit shver. The Marshal, this Skiltim Bari and Chayla, I mean, the Braisa we have says a Bari is not allowed to be Maitzi Shnayim. Achas Mitzim Shnayim ain't Maitzim. Medrum Mabari, Vachayla Filo Shnayim Mitzim. Because Mashma clearly you can't, and the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that you could be Maitzi. Now, in the Pirish Mishnayis, it says the opposite, that the Rambam holds, in the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam writes that a Chayli is Maitzi Achas and a Bari is Maitzi Shnayim. Why should a Chayli be Maitzi Achas and a Bari Maitzi Shnayim? I don't know. And the Braisa L'Chayr says it the opposite, and the Rambam and the Tshuva is Mashmi had the Braisa the way we had it. And either way, why did the Rambam make the Chilti and Bari and Chayli? Either way he held, whether he held like the Pashas that we have, that a Bari has to do one and a Chayla could do two, Kol Shken is Shver, but even if he held the Perish Mishnayis, that a Chayla does one and a Bari does two, he didn't mention that, whatever shot might be, but he didn't mention it in the Yad. So it's not 100% clear. The Mefarshim will speak about it. They say, according to the Rambam, there's a machlokes the two braises. Falkapanim, that's a sheet of the Rambam, that you do count two when he's mighty two fingers. And Gaidel, it's a little bit more meyushiv. According to Rashi, it's a little bit shvel. Like the Tejantiv asks, why when he puts that in his thumb would you think it's two people? He says, because they were very squashed together. But according to the Rambam, that's not the Vart. The Vart is it's too easy to switch in the middle between two and one if you're doing the thumb, and that's why it can't be mighty the thumb.